Ms. Bond.
Good evening. Welcome to the August 16 session of the City of Atlanta's License Review Board. My name is Joy Barnes. I'm the chair of your board, and we have our last member walking in now. I will ask my members, starting at my far right, to introduce themselves.
Good evening. Janelle Thomas.
Byron Amos.
Jenny Robinson, Law Department.
Will Lobb.
Ms. Sean Williams.
Priscilla Carter. Priscilla Carter, good evening.
And good evening, all. I'm Detective Miles. And before we begin, I'd like to make an announcement that we have a board member that's going to be leaving, which is Investigator Ties. This is her last night with us. She's been reassigned to Homeland Security. We're going to miss you.
And you all didn't give us any heads up before now?
The city doesn't work like that.
We'll see you after the meeting. Close hold. Close hold. Okay.
Yeah, before we begin, we'd like you to place all electronic devices in the silent mode so it does not interfere with the recording equipment. In advance, your cooperation is greatly appreciated. With that being said, the following items on tonight's agenda will not be heard, beginning with item 13. Which is the application of Rock House Fitness Spa LLC, doing business as Rock House Fitness Cafe, Larry Hughes agent. Also being held is item 18, which is the application of Bravo Rio Restaurant Group Incorporated, doing business as Rio Tuscan Grill and the Tuscan Bakery, Bruce Carlton Dexter Jr. agent. Also note item 19, which is the application of BBR Friends LLC, doing business as Tie 5 with Sean Sagalco agent. Also being held is item 22, which is the application of Rocket Farm Restaurant, LLC, doing business as Beetle Cat William Fry, agent. Also items 25, 26, and 27, which is the application of Masquerade Incorporated, doing business as Masquerade Brian McNamara, agent. Also being held is item 28, which is the application of item 28 and 29, which is the application of Courtyard Management Corporation, doing business as a Courtyard by Marriott, second floor. And last but not least, I think that's the end of the holdover list. Before we move forward, we'd like to approve the consent agenda.
Do I have a, excuse me, a recommendation to do so?
I recommend that we approve the consent agenda, items
4 and 5.
1 through 5.
4 and 5.
Four and five, I'm sorry.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor of the consent agenda?
18. Oh, yeah, I read that.
To approve the consent agenda with the removal of items 4 and 5. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any nays?
I did that.
So be it. I'm sorry, all of those involved with the consent agenda items, except items 4 and 5, you may be excused. Please leave quietly and close the door, last one out. Thank you.
Also being held is item 18, the application of Bravo Rio Restaurant Group Incorporated, doing business at Rio Tuscan Grill and the Tuscan Bakery, Bruce Carlton Dexter Jr. agent. When your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside. If you're going to be represented by an attorney, we need the spelling of the last name. With that being said, we'll move the consent agenda items 4 and 5, which are the application of LDV LC Buckhead LLC, doing business as Dole's Italian, Nicholas Ladikos, agent. License request to operate a special event with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise Friday, September 16th and Saturday, September 17th from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday, September 18th from 12:30 to 11 o'clock p.m. and Monday through Thursday, September 19th to September 22nd from 11 o'clock a.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. at 3035 Peachtree Road, Northeast, Suite A140. This is a special event, items 4 and 5.
My name is Nick Latigos. My address is 190 Surrey Park Trail. That's Fulton County.
Michael Sard, Sard and Left Attorney.
Good evening. Welcome, Mr. Latigos. Mr. Sard? Mr. Latigos, the reason this was pulled off the agenda, if I remember, was a question on the location. What is that location, 3045?
Five is American. That's actually the address for the shops at Buckhead Atlanta.
Right. So where will this special event be held?
Place in the new American Cut restaurant that hasn't yet opened inside Buckhead.
Oh, okay. All right. But it is part of the complex. All right, great. And so you know that fire, health, and building are still pending on both items. And Mr. Latigos, have you familiarized yourself and are aware of the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Are there questions, colleagues?
So what's the purpose of the special event?
This is for the opening parties of American Cut.
So American Cut is a restaurant?
Yes, ma'am.
That's correct.
Yeah. So then you'll be applying for a license for American Cut at some point?
We'll be back before you on September the 6th.
They've already submitted. You already had application.
What are the dates of the event? And the times of the events?
They're from 5:30 to 11.
5:30 until 11 every day for that two-week period. So is this more like a temporary license versus a special event?
It's for a special event.
So let me get this. You're having this party every day for?
It's our friends and family events.
I see. So is there, what is the duration of a temporary license?
And our attorney is checking as well. Not that we're because not sure. Because I thought
wasn't there a limit
Sard
of five of those per year?
Nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Has American Cut applied for a license here before?
The answer is yes. It applied for an alcohol license, but we threw that license, that application, a long time ago.
It's been a while. I don't think that
almost a year ago. Because.
So you never activated it.
So both Dolce Italiano and Corso Coffee are part of that same complex. Sorry.
The same complex and affiliates of this restaurant.
This restaurant. Okay. Thank you.
Motion.
Please.
Send an approval to the mayor's office.
Both items?
Yes, both items. 4 and 5.
Do I have a second? Is there an issue?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any nays? Mr. Latigos, Mr. Sard, we will move forward with a favorable recommendation to the mayor for both of your items. Thank you very much.
Moving forward to items 15 and 16 are both the applications of Lean Motorsports Incorporated, doing business as Lean Motorsports, Leonardo Inestro is an agent. License request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 1339 White Street Southwest. This is a new applicant at a new location, main facility, and item 16 is the patio license. Both items 15 and 16. Permission to recall.
Mission granted.
Moving to item 17, the application of Raw Sushi Atlanta Midtown Corporation, doing business as Raw Sushi, Sirikanya Sirikar, agent. License request to operate a restaurant, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 1080 Peachtree Street, Suite 7. This is a change of agent, item 17. Your name, your address.
My name is Sarah. I live in Cobb County. However, we run a business in Atlanta. So.
Need your address, your mailing address.
Your home address. Your home address.
1807 Wixley Way, Marietta, 30062.
And the county?
Cobb County, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Miss Sricky?
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Correct.
Thank you. This is a change of agent. Oh, for Raw Sushi at 1080 Peachtree. Ms. Sricky, have you familiarized yourself with the city's ordinance having to do with the sale of alcohol in your establishment?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand it?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. And Ms. Sricky, attended NPU. Which NPU was that?
The last one.
The NPU that you attended, I guess it was earlier this month?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Which NPU was it? The number, the name, the alphabet.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Well, usually we have it on the report, but mine is cut off. Can anyone make out what NPU that is?
It's C.
C. Okay. Thank you. And Ms. Rick, you met with the NPU's approval. And it looks like, of course, you're just changing agent. Everything is in place. All paperwork is done. Colleagues, questions?
I see you have some extensive experience at Benihana over the past perhaps maybe 20 or 30 years. Has this location at Raw Sushi had any other prior issues that you're aware of?
No, ma'am. Nothing that I'm aware of at this moment.
Okay.
Thank you. Any more questions or concerns? Let's have a recommendation, please.
I'd like to send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Second it.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Ms. Ricky, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Thank you. Best
thank
of
you
luck
at
Raw Sushi.
Item 20, the application of Royal Family LLC, doing business at Odyssey Lounge and Bistro, Niet Tiki, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 999 West Marietta Street Southwest. This is a new applicant, a new location. This is also an expired application coming back before the board. Item 20. Name and address.
Niet Tiki, 373 Summer Glen Court, Stone Mountain. Niet Tiki, 373 Summer Glen Court, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30087.
Who's your bodyguard?
My name is Tech Testify. I live at 6779 Pine Valley Trace, Stone Mountain, Georgia.
And what's your relationship to the Odyssey Lounge and Bistro?
I'm the manager.
Okay, great. Good to see you. And what's your name again?
Tech.
Tech, T-E-K. All right. Thank you, Mr. Tech. Ms. Tiki?
Tiki? Yes.
Your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
Yes, correct.
All right, great. That means you have paperwork to chase to make sure it gets to license and permits. And Ms. Tiki, have you reviewed and fully understand the city's ordinance which govern the sale of alcohol in your establishment?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And Ms. Tiki attended NPUK, but they took no action because you've already been approved by us? Were you here before us before?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. When?
I think it was 2014.
Oh, 2014?
No, it wasn't that long. It was at least 6 months ago. It just expired.
Sure.
Yeah, it just expired.
And you're still in that build-out phase?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you. Colleagues, questions for Odyssey Lounge and Bistro still being built?
Tell me how you plan to be a good neighbor.
Right now, there's a package store next to us, so we'll have a security guard on duty. He won't let anybody stand in front of that store or in front of our restaurant, and that was the biggest problem that the neighbors had in that community.
Now, exactly where are you located?
1015 West Marietta Street is BIM's package store, and we're 999 West Marietta's right next door.
Okay.
Colleagues, other questions or concerns?
How will you train your employees, and how will you prevent any underage sales?
We're hiring a third-party security guard who's licensed and insured, so he'll be checking at the door. And since it's a hookah lounge, you have to be 21 to enter, so we'll be checking at the door. And we'll also be hiring somebody to train our bartenders, a third company, too.
Do you know the category of company? What category will they be training in? Have you selected them yet?
No.
But are you familiar with the types of companies?
It's the bartending classes?
Yes.
Well,
Ms. Tiki, certainly as agent, you would need to be familiar with them. Okay, all right.
So thanks. Who's going to be the manager of the restaurant?
I will.
What's your name?
T-E-K.
Because you're not on the application as being the full name of manager. Luna Kashi is.
She's the manager also. I'm also the manager. She's at work. She wasn't named.
You need to update that. Well, whoever's going to be the manager needs to be on there.
Did I hear you correctly say you're going to hire security to enforce your loitering from in front of your store and the adjacent property?
The problem really isn't our store. In fact, the right type of crowd would hire security guard and just eliminate that problem.
Would you have any controlling interest or an agreement of that property owner to put security on his property?
Yes. He's the landlord of this property.
Okay. Thank you.
Other concerns on my left?
As agent, what's your prior experience in managing a lounge or bistro?
I've never managed one.
Or own or run a lounge or bistro?
I've never owned.
What interests you to become the agent for this particular lounge?
It was just kind of a collaborative idea. Me and Tech and the other manager, Luna, we just decided that for people of our age group, when I go out, I usually don't find places like what we're trying to open up, mostly clubs, and I'm not really interested in that anymore. So I like the idea of having a lounge, more laid-back atmosphere, and that's what we were kind of going for.
What's the experience on your team in managing a lounge?
Tech testify, actually.
I'm actually going to hire a chef I went to high school with. He's actually a chef at Sweetwater. He's moving down here in 2 weeks, and he's going to run the actual restaurant part of it. So he was just from orders to actually cooking. He will be in charge of the kitchen. As far as experience as running a club, we don't, but we'll be hiring people from promoters to security guards to help us run the club.
And the other manager that you have listed, does she have any experience in this type of business?
No, she was a barista at Starbucks.
You're undertaking quite a chunk.
Yeah. All right, we had, you said the exact same thing to us last time.
Probably. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't mean to repeat myself. There are other concerns? Let's have a recommendation.
Recommend that we send a favorable to the mayor's office.
I'll second it.
Great. We have a favorable recommendation and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Ms. Techie? Mr. Tech? We will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Best Thank of luck now. Get it tight. Tight ship.
Also, item 21 is going to be here, which is the application of Rulion Restaurant Group, LLC, doing business at East Coast Wings, Rhonda Lachelle Williams, agent. This license was requested to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 55 Park Place, Northeast. A new applicant at a new location requests to be held.
Permission granted.
Item 23, the application of Urbano Barrow Hospitality Management Company, LLC, doing business at the Ardmore Hotel, Maximilian Gutierrez, agent. License request to operate a lounge with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with live entertainment at 1302 West Peachtree Street. This also is a change of agent. Item 23.
Hello, so my name is Maximilian Gutierrez, and I live at 4695 North Church Lane, apartment 7205 in Atlanta, Georgia, 30339, and that's in Cobb County.
Michael Sard, Sard and Life Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta, 30342.
Welcome back, Mr. Sard. Good evening, Mr. Gutierrez. For the Ardmore Hotel, we're very familiar with the Ardmore. All right, change of agent. And Mr. Gutierrez attended NPUE and met with their approval. And Mr. Gutierrez, have you familiarized yourself with the city's ordinance?
Yes.
And you fully understand your responsibilities?
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, colleagues, questions for the Ardmore?
The NPUC that you appeared before, were there any special recommendations coming from them?
NPUE.
Oh, thank you. E.
No, there were not any special recommendations.
And what's your commitment to continuing to be a good neighbor?
Well, currently I know originally acquired the Ardmore Hotel. We actually improved the building and draw tourism, also provide jobs in the area of Midtown.
Recommendation?
Any questions? Please.
That we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Thank you. All in favor? Board members, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Mr. Gutierrez, Mr. Sard, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor for your agency at the Ardmore.
Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Item 24. The application of Relapse is Comedy City, LLC, doing business as Relapse Theater, Robert D. Wood, III, agent. License request to operate a performing arts theater with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with customer dancing and live entertainment at 380 14th Street Northwest. This is an old applicant at a new location. Item 24.
Yeah, I'm Robert Wood, 1186 Barnes Street Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
Good evening, Mr. Wood, the third.
Good morning.
You're an old applicant. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Don't answer that.
All right.
So, you're moving the theater.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is it currently located?
Well, it's located at 380 14th Street, so that's where we're applying for this liquor license at.
So, where this is a new location for the Relapse Theater?
It is for this business, yes, ma'am. We were currently at this location 3 years prior.
Okay.
So there's been a 3-year interim where we were not operating at all.
Oh, I see. So you're coming back to that same location?
Yes, ma'am.
Building it out a little bit more? Or
keeping it as is.
Keeping it as is. Okay. Welcome back to the community.
Thank you.
And Mr. Wood attended NPUE, as in Edward, and met with their approval. And Mr. Wood, have you read and fully understand the city's ordinance, which govern selling alcohol at the establishment?
Yes, ma'am. I've read the entire Chapter 10.
Great. Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions?
What kind of activities will you be conducting at this particular location now that you're reopening?
Oh, it'll be, the primary business is comedy. So we'll be doing sketch comedy, stand-up comedy, improv comedy, maybe some musical comedy, but all comedy.
And how many patrons can be served at this theater?
The total occupancy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the total occupancy for the bar area is 192, and then we've got a larger auditorium, the upstairs, and I believe the total occupancy is 501.
Okay. Pretty big space.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you open Monday through Friday, weekends, or what are your hours?
Well, our hours are currently based on when we're able to book shows, so we would like to be open as much as possible, but it's sort of based on when we can get folks in there to perform.
An average, maybe?
You know, definitely Fridays and Saturdays.
Sure.
Thursdays would work. In the past, we always kept Mondays and Sundays closed, and we used those for rehearsals.
It says here that you're responsible for the entire company, both the comedy and the bar.
Yes, sir.
You do stand-up yourself?
I do improv comedy. I've done it for 20 years here in Atlanta.
It's a short agenda.
No, we don't have that long a time, Mr. Love.
I've been doing it for 20 years here in town, and it's my passion. So.
Good.
I've been told I can't have you do anything. So. But good luck.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Colleagues, is that a recommendation, sir?
When we approve and send it forward to the mayor for his approval.
Second it.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Mr. Wood, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Best
all.
Of luck.
Item 30. The application of Atrium Hospitality LP, doing business as Atlanta Marriott Buckhead Hotel, Richard Green, agent. This license request to operate a hotel with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with customer dancing and live entertainment at 3405 Lennox Road. This is a change of agent on the main facility. And item 31 is the bar. And item 32 is the lounge. So items 30, 31, and 32. And 33.
What is 33, an extension?
Yes, the banquet facility. The banquet facility, the lounge, the bar, and the main facility.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Richard Green at 5216 Arbor Gates Drive in Atlanta, Georgia, 30324. Fulton County, excuse me.
Michael Sard, Sergeant Left Attorneys, 37.
Welcome back, Mr. Sard. Good evening, Mr. Green. Mr. Richard Benny Green. All right. And it looks like all paperwork is in. Mr. Green attended NPUB, as in baby, and met with their approval. And Mr. Green, have you reviewed the city's ordinance conducting this business? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I guess with Sard next to you, you had better. Mm-hmm. Okay, questions, colleagues? Atlanta Marriott Buckhead. We have four facilities, the main hotel, the bar, the lounge, and the banquet facility.
What would be your greatest challenge in doing what you need to do?
Greatest challenge? I don't foresee any challenges.
Everything is all wonderful.
Yes, so far so good.
Okay.
Other concerns?
Motion?
Please.
Send it favorable to the mayor's office.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Mr. Green, Mr. Sard, We will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Thank you very much.
Items 34 and 35. The application of the Kroger Company doing business as Kroger number 626, Daniel Thurman, agent. This license requests operate a restaurant with beer and wine consumed on premise at 2452 Morosco Way, Suite A. And also item 35 is also application of Kroger Company doing business as Kroger number 626, Daniel Thurman, agent. This license requests operate retail packaged beer and wine also at 2452 Morosco Way, Suite A. So both items 34 and 35.
Good evening. My name is Daniel Thurman. I live at 582 Potomac Drive, Dallas, Georgia, 30132 in Paulding County. Potomac Drive.
Michael Sarge, Sergeant Left Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta, 30342.
Oh, Mr. Sarge. Yes.
Surprise.
Welcome, Mr. Thurman. Colleagues will be undertaking two Krogers, Krogers at two locations. They're not two different ones.
Yeah, one's going to be retail packaged beer and wine, the other's going to be a restaurant.
All right. Okay.
On-premise consumption.
I'm sorry. Good. Okay, then. Let's take these kind of hand in hand, 34 and 35. On number 34, Mr. Thurman, your fire, health, and building letters are pending. And on number 35, it's the fire and building, which are pending. Thank you. And Mr. Thurman, have you read and understood the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And Mr. Thurman attended NPUB, as in baby, and met with their approval, which is good. And I understand Glenwood, which is was your pilot, is a success. Is
that? Yes, ma'am.
Fantastic. Okay. Need you to move to one of my Krogers. I won't tell you which ones. Okay. Colleagues, questions?
Yes. What's the biggest challenge you've had in making sure that you don't engage in any underage sales?
We have ongoing training with the associates. They have to renew once a year. So they have online training, and then we have point of sale training. And so with turnover, we will make sure that we get that implemented with every new.
Other concerns? Let's have a
move that we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Numbers 34 and 35, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Thank you, Mr. Thurman, Mr. Sard.
Item 36. The application of Dow's Barbecue LLC, doing business as Dow's Barbecue, Stephen Franklin, agent. License request to operate a restaurant with beer and wine consumed on premise, along with live entertainment at 1203 Collier Road, Northwest. This is a new applicant at a new location, item 36.
Good evening. I'm Stephen Franklin, 1432 DuPont Commons Circle, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318. I'm with Dow's Barbecue LLC.
All right. Good evening, Mr. Franklin.
Good evening.
On Collier Road, is that, which side of Northside Drive is that?
That is on the west side of Northside Drive, just west of Howell Mill.
Howell Mill.
As I understand, it was the oldest remaining dine-in Pizza Hut that we're renovating for a barbecue restaurant.
All right. Okay. We have to try the barbecue. And Mr. Franklin, your fire, health, and building letters are pending. Thank you. And Mr. Franklin attended NPUC, is that?
Yes, ma'am. C&D.
C&D. And met with their approval. And Mr. Franklin, have you studied the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Do you remember which chapter you studied? Oh.
Tell you if you give me a
Tell
second.
Tell me real quick. Only 1 second. It's way past
1,000.
The code.
The code.
I'd have to look that up.
Okay, but you did study.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and you understand your responsibilities.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you very much. Questions, colleagues?
What is Das Barbecue? Is that like German bratwurst? I mean, what is...
It is Das Barbecue. It just loosely interpreted means this barbecue. It is our nod of respect to the German, and specifically German, but German and Czech settlers in Central Texas who brought over sausage and meat smoking and curing techniques with them when they settled Central Texas. They learned to do brisket primarily and sausage because that's what they were left after butchering the animals.
This is a real insider's knowledge here.
That's right. It's where we get the kind of brisket we enjoy here at places like Fox Brothers or Greater Good or Community or pick your favorite spot. It's our nod of respect to where that was discovered and developed, which was in Central Texas in the mid-1800s.
I'm glad you made that clear because I think 9 out of 10 people would think that was someone's initials.
We've been asked that too, but it's also just a self-fulfilling tagline, this barbecue. We hope you like all barbecue, but we hope you love this barbecue.
Well, personally, I love the smoked wings at Lady Bird Grove.
Excellent choice.
Thank you. All right, now moving on to business, please. Are there other concerns, other questions?
Motion,
please.
That we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any nays? Mr. Franklin, we'll move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Hope to see you.
Item 37, the application of Five Monkeys, LLC, doing business as Five Seasons Westside, Crawford Moran agent. License request to operate retail package beer growler at 1000 Marietta Street, Suite 204, adding additional facility. Item 37.
Yes, I'm Crawford Moran. My address, 915 West Wesley Road, Atlanta, 30327.
Dan Plevac, Taylor Fall Harper, Lumpson & Hess, 3340 Peachtree Road, Suite 250, Atlanta, 30326.
Welcome, Mr. Moran. Good to see you, Mr. Plevac. It's been a while. Excuse me, Miles, do we have a 36 with 37, or is it just 37?
It's a 37 and a 38, but they're different. Oh.
37
locations, yes.
In different applicants.
Okay, let's take them separately then because according to our cover sheet, there's a Christopher Bivens, who's agent for the draft, and Doe Blue & Company.
Yeah, this should be number 37, which should be Mr. Crawford Moran.
It's Five Monkeys, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So 38 is not involved.
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed
it. It's 37.
Okay. Mr. Moran, your fire and building letters are still pending? Okay. And, oh, I see. I'm sorry. You were adding an additional facility.
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And you attended NPUE and met with their approval?
Yes, ma'am.
Great, at the beginning of the month. And have you kept up with the city's ordinance?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
It's 10, by the way.
Thank you. Questions, colleagues?
You've had a license for some time.
Yeah.
You've had a license at this location for some time?
We have, I think, a little over seven and a half years.
Have you ever had any incidents?
No, we have not.
Totally clean record.
Of course.
I think that says it all. Thank you.
Good. Do we need any other questions, any concerns? Let's have that recommendation.
Recommend we approve and send it forward to the mayor for his approval.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any objections? Mr. Moran, Mr. Plevac, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor for your additional facility.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Item 38, the application of Draft and Dough Brewing Company, LLC, doing business as Torch Top, Christopher Bivens, agent. License request to operate retail packaged beer growler at 249 Ponce de Leon Avenue. This is also adding an additional facility. Item 38.
Chris Bivens, 1223 Wiley Street, Southeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317.
Dan Plevac, 3340 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, 30317.
Welcome back, Mr. Plevac. Good evening, Mr. Bivens. Another additional facility at the Torch Top, 249 Ponce. Where is that?
It's the Old Spaghetti Factory location.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And your fire and building letters are still pending? Thank you. And Mr. Bivens attended NPUE and met with their approval. And this is an additional facility, folks. Any questions or concerns?
What do you see as your biggest challenge in this new location?
We're just adding growler sales. So we're just now have the ability to sell growlers to go of our own beer. So we'll be, the growler is a 64-ounce glass jug. So we'll be able to sell to customers for outside premise consumption.
But not inside?
No, ma'am.
When you sell growlers like that, does it require any special security outside?
No, ma'am.
You don't put anything special in place?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
So you expect the persons to take the growlers away from the premises to consume?
Correct. So they'll have a pint while they are there, and then they may order a growler to go home and consume off-premise.
Other questions, concerns? Let's have a recommendation, please.
I recommend that we send the application on to the mayor with a favorable.
I'll second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Mr. Bivens, Mr. Klevak, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Thank you. Best of luck.
Item 39, the application of JewFit LLC, doing business as JewFit, Robert Jewell, agent. License request to operate the gymnasium at 22A Bennett Street, Northwest. This is a new applicant at a new location. Item 39.
How you doing?
All right.
My name is Robert Jewell, 3 Normandy Court, Northeast, 30324 in Fulton County.
Mr. Jewell, can I ask you to repeat that address directly into the microphone a little bit louder so our transcriber can
pick
that up?
Sorry about that. Robert Jewell, 3 Normandy Court, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30324.
County?
Fulton County.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Jewell.
How you doing?
Good. I am fine. Bennett Street. That's off Peachtree? Is that that complex? Yeah. Yeah, you're great. Okay. You're establishing a gym there, and your fire and building letters are still pending? All right. And, Mr. Jewell, have you studied the ordinance which...
Yes, Chapter 30. Yes.
Good. Thank you. He knows his stuff. Excellent. Questions, colleagues, for Mr. Jewell?
Yes. How will you make your gym age-friendly for us older people?
It's actually a juice bar and fitness center, so it's we practice on like wellness. So we have a lot of like free weights. We have trainers in there. There's more cardio, yoga stuff. So you saying like older folks? I mean, it's friendly to the public no matter what ages.
Questions, concerns? How high a weight can you lift, Ms. Carter?
More than what some people imagine.
Alrighty then. Are there other questions, concerns? Let's have a recommendation.
I would recommend that we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any objections? Mr. Jewell, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
All right, y'all have a nice night.
Thank you. Best of luck now.
Item 40, the application of Row House Fitness, LLC, doing business Row House Fitness. Lauren Rosabacki Smith, agent. License request to operate a gymnasium at 3655 Roswell Road. This is a new business. Item 40.
My name is Lauren Smith, and I live at 3324 Peachtree Road, Unit 1513, Atlanta, Georgia, 30326, and that's in Fulton County.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Welcome. And you, too, are establishing a gymnasium, Row House Fitness, up on Roswell.
Me?
And your fire and building letters are pending? Okay, thank you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, and Miss, I get easily distracted.
It's all right.
Have you studied the city's ordinance governing gyms and spas?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Thank you very much. Questions, colleagues?
I'm going to ask her the same question about your gym being age-friendly for older generations as we are all aging.
Well, this is going to be indoor rowing, and our rowing machines aren't the ones that are the Concept 2 that you'd usually see in a larger gym. They actually have a tub of water that you're going to pull through. So the resistance is completely based on the individual person, and it's totally low to no impact. You can do it all the way through pregnancy. You can do it after a hip replacement. You can do it after a knee replacement. And you can have, I'm having my grandmother come in to do a test class, and she'll be next to my husband who's completed an Ironman, and they'll both be able to get an exercise based on their individual athletic ability.
Oh, very cool.
Is this the first row house of its kind here in Atlanta?
So it's the first one, I believe, in the city of Atlanta. There is one that is opened on the Marietta Square, and we've been collaborating with them to kind of learn, you know, what they went through and how what's worked for them and what hasn't worked for them. There's a full training program that's involved with the rowing machines that we purchased, and so all of our trainers are going to be certified through those. But it is growing in the outskirts of the city. It's really big in New York City.
Okay.
But this, I believe, is going to be the first one. It's definitely the first one in Buckhead. I believe it's the first one in the city.
So are these individual classes, like at 60 minutes, or is this just anytime they want to come in, they can?
It's going to be like a spin studio, so it's going to be all structured classes. Most of our classes are going to be 45 minutes. It's kind of hard to row for an hour unless you're really in shape. Okay. And then we will have several express classes that are going to last 30 minutes apiece.
Ms. Williams, is that you? 90 minutes?
No, I'm about a 45
just
minute
check.
On the spin.
Hey, if you can row hard for 45 minutes, you're in all kinds of shape.
I've tried to row.
She's ready for the Olympics then, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Are there other questions or concerns? Ms. Williams?
No.
Let's have
I'm
a
good.
Recommendation.
I will move for a favor to the mayor's office.
Second.
Thank you. We have a favorable recommendation and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Ms. Smith, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the mayor for Row House.
Thank you very
Best
much. We
of
can
luck.
Have an open rowing class for the whole board.
Oh, okay. What time is that? Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I'd like to return to item 15 and 16, which is the application of Lean Motorsports Incorporated. Doing business at Lean Motorsport, Leonardo Estroza, agent. Last request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 1339 White Street Southwest. New applicant at a new location, main facility, and item 16 is the patio. Is Mr. Leonardo in the house?
We've had this Lean Motorsports on the agenda before, haven't we?
Yes, ma'am.
And they're still not, recovering. Okay. All right.
So permission to hold, Madam Chair.
Permission is granted.
Madam Chair, members of the board, if there's no additional information being before tonight's hearing, this concludes the August 16, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board.
Hearing is adjourned. Thank you.
I don't know what they're looking for.
As I thought we were going to be.
The next item, 16C5112, reads, Dear President Mitchell and members of the Council, Invest Atlanta, as the redevelopment agent for the City of Atlanta, will be convening the Eastside TAD Advisory Committee. The Atlanta City Council's authorizing ordinance 03-0-1840 and the committee's bylaws require that representatives from NPUM sit on the committee. NPUM has nominated Derek Matori to be appointed to the committee. This appointment is for a term of 2 years. We respectfully request that you consider appointing Derek Matori to the committee. Sincerely, Justin E. Gibney, Assistant General Counsel, External Affairs Manager, Invest Atlanta.
It will send this item to Community Development, Human Resources, and Committee on Council.
The next item, 16-C-5113, reads, the following previously adopted legislative item has received an administrative correction during the time period occurring between the regular council meeting date of July 18, 2016, and today's meeting, August 15, 2016. That item is 16-0-1282, an ordinance by Council Members C.T. Martin and Kwanzaa Hall, as substituted by the Finance Executive Committee and amended by full council, authorizing the City of Atlanta to convey, pursuant to OCGA 36376H, certain properties located in Land Lot 145 of the 17th District of Fulton County to the State of